This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Developers of affordable housing and landlords say they're being hammered by high insurance rates. This is in part because of climate change. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
At The Terraces, an apartment building in Arlington, Virginia, nobody pays more than 30% of their earnings in rent. 59-year-old Vivian Jenkins moved in 4 months ago.
So I moved here August 9th. I moved here.
Jenkins and I are walking into her one-bedroom apartment. She moved here after being evicted when she lost her job while in the hospital. Now, between her disability check and part-time work, drawing blood in a medical lab, she's able to cover her rent of about $1,300 a month.
It's a nice place. I love it.
This is one of 54 properties owned by the nonprofit Affordable Homes and Communities. Josh Childs is a development manager. He's giving me a tour of The Terraces. As we navigate a stairwell, Childs tells me the group's insurance bill soared about 30% this year. He worries that pricier insurance will crowd out programs for residents.
We have a huge education program for literacy and helping kids from pre-K through our college, high school graduation programs.
Affordable Homes and Communities tried to cut its insurance costs by joining kind of an insurance co-op, the Housing Partnership Insurance Exchange. It was created in 2004 by affordable housing operators who couldn't afford their insurance. Paul Bernard is vice chair of the exchange. He says premiums for next year shot up.
We saw increases as low as 34% and as high as 104%.
Bernard says the pandemic pushed up premiums, and so has climate change.
Whether it's flooding or it's fires on the West Coast, we believe that those are adding sort of inflationary pressure to our premiums.
Thank you so much. That was great. That was a great panel.
This issue was top of mind at a recent affordable housing conference in Washington. The first panel discussion of the day was entitled Climate Impact, Housing Insurance Crisis. Maria Lobo was there. She's a senior vice president at the global insurance brokerage Gallagher. She says insurers also charge affordable housing operators more because there's a perception they're just a riskier bet.
Underwriters tend to charge about 10 to 15% more than the standard market rate for affordable housing.
10 to 15% more.
Correct.
And Lobo says it doesn't help that fewer and fewer insurance companies are willing to cover anyone in the states most exposed to climate change. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.